Timed releases all day. It's because I know I'm going to be away from the studio for quite a while. My name is Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show, Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Thank you for joining us. We are brought to you by Ageless Multi-Collagen. By the time you get to middle age, you've lost over half your collagen. This is why your hair is falling out, you're wrinkling like crazy, your joints hurt, muscles lack elasticity. I could go on and on. Collagen replacement products are a dime or a dozen. Very few work. This does. In fact, you can go see the science of BioTrust, the manufacturer, at healthwithdave.com. But also, you're going to get a 60-day money-back guarantee because that's more than enough time to tell if the five-in-one, five collagens into one, that approach works and begins to reverse aging. And it does. 53% off, go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. I want to talk about Megyn Kelly. Been there, done that. Megyn says she now leaves the house and her kids and spouse wonder, will she come home? And this is in the aftermath of the Charlie Kirk assassination. And I don't see fear in Megan. I don't see her changing her course. I think she's going to continue to be courageous and speak the truth as she understands it. But she raises a very sobering thought. And I'm sure this question is going to be addressed in the Charlie Kirk Memorial. Are we going to back down? I'm going to go into my little history of the property rights controversy. I've not talked a lot about through the years. I've talked about the event. I've talked about the 8-year struggle. I've not talked about some of the other things very much, very lightly. But Megan, I would say this to you, and I would say this to all the people in our movement. I know when I went to Clay Clark, I was in danger. I know when I went to Hear the Watchman, I was in danger. I know when I went to Steve Quayle's Branson conferences and spoke, I know the danger and the security, virtually non-existent in all of those events. I know. I'm sitting at the state capitol a couple of years after we were into our battle, and people are trying to force us off our land. And we've actually now got some sympathy. The late State Senator Marilyn Jarrett, she's there. Others were there. They didn't like what was going on. And a prominent politician who's no longer with us, very prominent presidential candidate, his people were there. And they issued a very thinly veiled threat to me because I said, if you go through with this and try to force us off our land in favor of the Central American Free Trade Agreement and the Canamex Highway and the blah, 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 blah. Okay. I said, if you do that, we'll follow your guy on the campaign trail and let the public know. And I got threatened right there. And I've lived through this. We had moved into our new house where the property rights division was in question. We still had our former house. And occasionally I would go back into the city to do whatever. And we had a family get together. It just so happened that night, Sunday night, was show night. At that time, I had a regularly scheduled show. And I had the late Jim Mars on. And my news director at the time, Andy DeRiso, was on with us. We're winding down to about the final minute, minute and a half of the show. I'm upstairs in a makeshift studio. The family, about 20 people, downstairs. And I'm ready, thinking, well, I look forward to go down and joining them. I had a lot of fun. It's great to have everybody together. And it was a birthday for a family member, which brought us together. All of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. Those are shots. I'm yelling out the door I just opened. And I get down on the ground. I yell, "Get down, everybody, get down, everybody, get down." And we all called 911. The police even admitted they had over 20 phone calls. We had two eyewitnesses. Sister-in-law on the side yard saw two guys in a white van jump out, ski masks, shoot over the house. Thank God they shot over the house. Vietnam vet, a couple tours of duty next to us, looking down, and saw it. He went to get his M16. By the time he got back, they were gone. They all told the police the same story. And the police in the middle of Glendale took 25 minutes to respond to a shots fire call. I thought my sister would go to jail. She's screaming at the cops for their inefficiency. By the way, they covered it up. The Glendale police covered this up. Over 20 phone calls, two eyewitnesses. We know what that was. And the shots were recorded. And they said, oh, it was fireworks from three blocks away. And it was well after the 4th of July. It wasn't fireworks. They didn't jump out of a white van and ski mask. So that was incident number one. Cycle forward 4 months later. I'm driving home after coaching a basketball game. I was a college basketball coach. I'm driving out to the country. I'm in the right-hand lane, going the speed limit. Now it's a crowded byway, but it was a desolate highway at that time on the way to Vegas and on the way to my country home. Guys pull up, get this close to my bumper. I get over to the left lane. I guess they just want to pass on the right. Nope, they got over behind me again. I shifted lanes. Now, by this time, we're coming up on my turnoff. And this pursuit had been gone on for about, oh, 3, 4 minutes. By this time, I'm already on with 911. All right, this is ongoing on speakerphone while I'm driving. They tried to cut me off when I turned. I was able to speed up and keep them behind me. And they pursue me up this desolate country, two-lane road, no lights, but there was a rural fire station up the road, and most of the people there at that time knew me because they were involved in the same property rights battle I was, and they knew who I was as a result of the fight. So, help's on the way, Mr. Hodges. Yes, I'm pulling into the fire station. I start honking my horn loudly. They actually came out, and the pursuers broke off the chase. I got description. We saw them clearly from that place. We got the license plate number, the make of the car. No one shows up. I'm there for about an hour. Nobody shows up. So I continued the extra 6 miles to my home, and I get a phone call 2 hours later at 1 o'clock in the morning. And it's the Maricopa County Sheriff's. It shows you how far-reaching this politician's reach was. At least it looks that way to me. What happened? I told him. And he said, well, what did you do to provoke it? It's a true story. I said, what? I said, I guess driving the speed limit in the right-hand lane is a problem. And then trying to cut me off on the turn and honking their horn at me, holding up something I couldn't tell was a firearm. It was too dark, but it sure looked like it could be. And that's what I reported. So I had an 11-minute 911 call. I've got sheriff's deputy, well, we can come out and take a report. I said, oh, you're about 2 hours too late. Thanks for nothing. And I hung up. I decided what I would do is go down Monday because I called, how soon can I get the 911 copy? Well, we can make it for you. Come down, you got to pay for it. Okay, I'll pay for it. I go down there. They gave me the place to go. And, oh, we can't find it. What do you mean you can't find it? Said I was on for 11 minutes. How do you not have this? So here are the cops at one point. It's fireworks from 3 blocks away. What did I do to cause being pursued? And then the 911 tapes are missing. Megan's fears are justified. And I know Annie, who was my news director at the time, her husband was Bill Pollack, my mentor in this news, late Bill Pollack. And she said, well, Dave, what are we going to do? I said, what do you mean, what are we going to do? we're going to keep on keeping on. And she said, well, what do you mean? I said, I'm not backing down. I said, hell, I'm sure they know where I live. They know both of our houses, I'm sure. So I said, we're just going to keep on keeping on. I've had a lot of electronic harassment during that time. That was the last violent act because I was on about every major talk show. This is when Doug Hagman was bigger than, you know, anybody. Paul Preston, same thing. Quayle. All popularizing this. And then Annie would accompany me a couple times for these. Oh, yeah, yeah, I was on the air with him when the shots started firing. We could hear it. Jim Maher is extremely worried. He tried to call me for the next 35, 40 minutes, couldn't get a hold of me. He was worried about the worst. Folks, when you step out into the light and you do what Charlie Kirk was trying to encourage us all to do, stand for truth, you know, it's God, family, country. When you do that, no matter how kind you are, like Charlie was, I want to hear from you. I know you disagree with me, but I want to hear from you. That was Charlie. I haven't heard Megan really say anything that should deserve retribution, except she ain't buying the narrative related to Charlie. And because she speaks out on critical issues and attempts to give the version of the truth as she understands it, she understands she's taking a calculating risk. I've been there. Through the grace of God, there go I. Fireworks from 3.5 blocks away. What did I do to cause the event? This is what you can expect when you step out. But here's the bottom line. Shakespeare said it best. You only die once if you're courageous. A coward dies a million times. What do you want to be? I know Megan's not going to back down. You can listen to her for 10 minutes and you catch the strength and the resolve and the courage. Are you going to back down? Or are you going to join Charlie's army? Maybe you don't have to be a part of Turning Point USA. Maybe you do want to be part of it. Maybe you want to get your kids involved. Maybe if you're in education, you want to open a chapter. But are you going to be a part of it? Are you going to be part of this truth movement based on biblical principles, constitutional foundations, to say, we're not taking this anymore, and we're not going to live in fear? You know, the Bible says over 100 times, fear not. I fear God, not assassins. I fear God, not those who would interfere with me. You know, I'm interviewing an Iranian resistance member of parliament, who's in exile in Paris last week. He got knocked off the air 3 times. We just ad-libbed till he was back on, did it again, did it again. This is what we have to do. We have to keep on the mission. And I'm hoping, as I have said for the last 11 days, I hope we produce 1 million Charlie Kirks. I hope that the left that is celebrating this in their own perverse way, we hear several people in Congress belittle Charlie. In his death, they can't show even the facsimile of respect or remorse. He got what he was coming to him. To Megan, I know you're going to continue on what you're doing. For me, I know there's a risk. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. And to the rest of you. And the Bible tells us, when you're a Christian, you're going to be challenged. Things can get difficult. But I keep doing what I'm doing because I don't want my son's generation to grow up as slaves. And it is my considered judgment, my opinion, that that's where this is going if we can't stop it. If we can't keep our constitutional republic, if we can't keep our faith and act as God would have us act. I believe this is what we're seeing. And so many young people don't get it. They're taught to hate the liberties that we have. They are taught to hate living in the best country ever, not perfect. We all fall short of the glory of God. But where else could you go and have it better? But they're taught to hate that. Charlie was attempting to undo that and also bring him closer to the Lord. I would ask that you would embrace the same thing. Demonstrate the courage of a Megyn Kelly who will not back down. Demonstrate the courage of a Charlie Kirk who did not back down and approached his enemies in a spirit of compassion and love. If we do that, God is going to bestow his blessings upon us. I have never seen a martyred movement like this since the days of Martin Luther King. And he did great things when he was alive. Great things. But I think even in death, his accomplishments grew. And the same will be said of Charlie Kirk. And you can be part of it. You just have to be courageous enough to put one foot in front of the other and go to work. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to be off the air for a while, pre-record. Pay respects to Charlie. But I wanted to put something out here because I'm not going to sugarcoat things. Charlie didn't sugarcoat things. I'm not known for that. And we're going to produce a couple of stories in advance of the services for Charlie. Many of you won't see it until after the fact. And then I'm going to come back after the service and we're hopefully safely back home and give a reaction to what Charlie really means. And I think some people might want to back up a step and re-examine what the events that Charlie led and what they mean to America, what they mean to you, and more importantly, what they mean to your soul. You know who I am. You know what we do here. We're really glad to do it. We're privileged to come before you. And although the nation might be sick, you don't have to. Very briefly, this saved my life. The other products not only saved my life with Nanosoma, they gave me the quality of life back. Some of it I've been missing for over a quarter of a century. This Nanosoma liquid spray boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels. I overcame something that everyone said you won't. You can have the same thing because it doesn't cure anything, but what it does do is put that immune system at such a high level, you have a great ally on your side. Doctors, medicine, and Nanosoma, and the power of prayer. That can produce good health. I wish good health for you. I hope you join me. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Join me in this healthcare revolution. I want my health. Ah, boy. It's a hard time to do a broadcast today with the Charlie event. Anyway, iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I don't want to sound like a pissed off and lamenting soldier who was aligned with Charlie's beliefs in Jesus, the Constitution, free speech, engaging the young, getting them involved, trying to free their minds, one enslaved mind at a time. Charlie might have made use of my moniker because that's what he was doing. He was freeing young people, thousands of enslaved minds at a time. But we'll get to that after the memorial. I want to call some things out here. everyone's championed Fox News. And don't get me wrong, there are people on Fox News that are good, but they're willing to compromise their values to stay on the air. When Tucker wasn't, goodbye, Tucker. Fox has not changed. They're the second side of the same liberal coin. The effect is to feel like you have a pressure release so your frustrations don't build up and you act out against the establishment trying to run this country into the ground. Not, they're not your friend at Fox. And like I said, there's people there that I've met that I like, I respect, but they've compromised themselves. And I'm going to give you two examples. One, Mayor Giuliani, they used to interview him every single 9/11. He was the mayor of New York, for goodness sake. He was a good conservative voice. People won't touch him now with a 10-foot pole. And Fox will call him, and someone will call him and say, "Hey, Rudy, we'd like to get you on the show, get your reaction to such and such." Oh, Rudy, I'm so sorry. Our producers just killed your segment. They said we can't have you on." And he's openly talked about that. Okay, you say, "Well, that's Rudy, an election conspiracy theorist." Okay, maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong, but he wasn't wrong about the horrible impact of 9/11, not just on America, but particularly on New York, where it happened. And he was a great source of information. What was the heartbeat, the feeling of the New Yorkers who suffered such a terrible, terrible tragedy? And now he can't be heard from. Okay, but it gets worse. Charlie Kirk. He used to be on Fox constantly. And he spoke out when Tucker was gone. Said, "Tucker, with Tucker, we just lost a great conservative voice on Fox. Hard to figure out what's going on." And boom, Charlie is gone from Fox. Charlie stood for Jesus. He was gone from Fox. He stood for opening up the minds of the young people to consider all viewpoints, just not the rhetoric that all people that are conservative are your enemy, their ideas are a threat to your life, the same BS that's put into their heads by these liberal professors. And Charlie challenged that. Couldn't have that message on Fox anymore. No Charlie. Anyone that would censor Charlie, in my book, censors Jesus. They censor the First Amendment. They censor all viewpoints presented in a non-violent, academic, intellectually inspiring atmosphere where all views are heard. That's what Charlie stood for. And Fox pulled the carpet. Well, bad enough with Rudolph Giuliani, but inexcusable with Charlie Kirk. Yeah, you people out there, many of you walk around Fox this, Fox that. Excuse me. Rupert Murdoch, when he went conservative with Glenn Beck, and Glenn Beck was going after Obama, and his perception that Obama was a Marxist, he was actually probably a communist. He tied into Obama's questionable supporters' affiliations, whether he was right or wrong. He's on Fox saying this, and all of a sudden, Rupert Murdoch starts getting in trouble in various legal issues. And they only surface then, and they go back years, the events, supposedly. And Rupert Murdoch stepped aside. Glenn Beck is gone. And Fox started down the path. Yeah. But then they found they couldn't compete with CNN on that level. So they started to flip the script and went back to more conservative, but cautious conservatism. And when Trump went to visit Rupert Murdoch for the campaign of 2016, his troubles increased exponentially. Rupert Murdoch again was a huge target. Can't support Trump. Hillary is going to be the president. Don't you know that? The pressure became so intense that Rupert Murdoch stepped down, I believe, prematurely, and gave this to his sons. It's the sons not wanting to, bite the hand that feeds them, agreed to be the controlled opposition. And this is what we have. And anybody that wouldn't have Charlie on their show repeatedly is controlled opposition. And even some of the good people on Fox, you compromised your values. You lost your integrity as a news commentator, and you're just giving pressure release to conservatives, but nothing that will really win over people who are undecided and people who have leftist ideology. Charlie, on the other side, appealed to those last two groups. We'll have more to say on that after the ceremony. But I just wanted to bring this point to you. I don't hate Fox. I don't hate anyone on Fox. But when they became acquired from the largest asset manager in the world, Tucker was gone 2 weeks later. I think that told you everything you need to know. And they say just enough that, and let me give this to you also, too. Let's take MSNBC and compare it to Fox. Okay? MSNBC, there's nothing that Trump can do that's right. Nothing. Not one compliment, not one program that's good, not one statement they agree with, not one time, ever, never, ever. Total Trump derangement syndrome. But it's just as bad on the other side. They support Trump to a degree. They support the conservative movement to a limited degree that they're allowed to do. But they don't find fault with Trump. It's just as disingenuous of journalism as what MSNBC does. People get mad at me here because I say things like, I don't agree with President Trump on this. I think this is a dangerous precedent. I talked about how the FCC overstepped their bounds by telling ABC, we'll pull your license if you don't get rid of Kimmel. That wasn't the deciding issue on getting rid of Kimmel. What got rid of Kimmel was the ABC affiliate parent stations that said, hey, well, no, too unpopular. We are not showing the Kimmel show. And ABC said, we're going to lose $10 million of revenue from advertising a week. Jimmy, sorry, bye-bye. But listen, the bottom line is, and to close on this point, you have MSNBC, we know where they stand. You have Fox, 100% in Trump's corner, but just to a small degree. And if that wasn't true, where was Charlie since the departure of Tucker? See, they can't answer that question. That's an inconvenient question for them to answer. You're free to see and watch and listen to anybody you want. I just wanted to give you my perspective on why I don't give Fox News the time of day. Unless they really have something. Then I thought, okay, I want to hear this perspective on X. And it's a rare event when I do that. And I'll do the same with CNN or MSNBC. Occasionally I get wind that something is going to be said. Okay, I want to see how they cover it. The bottom line is you have people on my side of the fence that make a good, wholesome, honest effort to tell you the truth. Choice is easy. Why would you even have cable? Well, the young people don't. Gone. Gone. The only people watching cable news right now are over 50. That's what the demographics tell us. And most of those in that demographic are over 70. So, no pun intended, it's a dying art form. To my friends who are in my age range, grew up in the same culture I did, who are abhorred by what's going on. Fox is like a sleeping pill with after effects. It lulls you to sleep and keeps you from acting because you think someone's acting on your behalf. Unless you're willing to step up and become part of the solution with affirmative action. Oh, I think you know where I'm going with Charlie. But unless you're willing to do that, what you're doing by being a passive participant in the controlled opposition is a waste of time and will have no consequence on what happens with America. While the other side progressively embellishes his political stage four cancer. Choice is yours. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. This segment of The Common Sense Show is brought to you by Body Align. And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not aware of these products and the wave of the future has to do with frequency intervention, both in mainstream medical practice, alternative healthcare, you need to be brought up to date. This is the wave of the future. It's not exclusive, but it's growing. And I think it's going to become the dominant mode of treatment across all medical modalities. Body Align has four primary products that I really identify with. I use two of them. If I had a need, I would use the other two. First of all, the EMF defense, back of your phone negates EMF waves coming out of your phone. And we know how that can end up. Ted Kennedy, right? John McCain, exactly. Then there's the ultimate wellness band. I call it the energy band. Don't wear it to bed. It's a problem if you do. It's all natural. These products can't hurt you, but the energy band does give you increased energy and better mental clarity. And of course, if you're in pain, the pain relief, frequency-based, all natural, sleep patch, same thing. Great products from Body Align, and you'll get a great discount at checkout. Go to bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. That's bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. Well, now we descend into the real threats. We've talked about signs of preparation. You know, the Charlie Kirk Memorial also dovetailing with extreme buildup of patriotism across the nation, right? Nationalism. And listen, these are things I embrace. I'm not interested in being a citizen of the world. I want to be a citizen of the United States who is kind to the world. Except when we're threatened. But I don't want to be a citizen of the world. I don't want to live under the UN or whatever arrangement would come. I agree with the premise that was put forth yesterday about America, America, America. However, what I'm seeing are clear signs with media manipulation, control of the press, and then we're looking at the control of banking assets. And the question is, can't President Trump stop this? I mean, we talked about page 17, terms of service, JP Morgan. It's also true in the other big five banks that they can convert your savings or whatever you have in the bank to digital. And once they have it in digital, they can invest in anything they want. Can't President Trump step in and stop it? And the answer is no. And I got to tell you, I know he's not in favor of this. His war with Jerome Powell and the Federal Reserve, which is working to really retard economic recovery, but Trump's mission is being greatly impeded by Federal Reserve policies. The number one, the obvious to everybody, is the failure to cut interest rates. Well, now we've had a cut, but it's not enough. It should be a lot more given what's going on. However, it's the Federal Reserve that governs the bank. So if the banks want to take your money under Dodd-Frank 2010 and UCC Section 8, they can do it because it's under the auspices of the Federal Reserve that's outside the control of the president. You go, wait a minute. You mean the president can't control the Federal Reserve? He doesn't even have complete control over who gets appointed as Fed chair. They give him five names that he can choose from. Exactly. How much independent selection and oversight is there? There is none. None. Zero. The Fed's not audited. The Fed is what we call quasi-federal. And some people like to joke and say it's neither federal nor it has any reserves. They control the practices of the bank. So if JP Morgan says, this is a notice here from page 17, terms of service. We've just converted your savings account into digital tokens, and here are the conditions. And you may or may not retain control. Trump has no say over the Federal Reserve. They hold a president hostage with regard to some parts of economic policies and decision making. And you're thinking, well, this should change, but it should never have happened. And there's the hook and crook on how it did happen. And J. Edward Griffin, in his great book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, details how that happened. I recommend, if you have not read that, you should read that book. And no, I don't get paid anything for saying that, but it is the one of the great history books of all time. And it explains this. And presidents have no control. None. Zero. I mean, you look too, President Trump is trying to move one of the Fed governors, Lisa Cook, for mortgage fraud. And in the bylaws, it says very clearly the president can step in a case like this with the governors, not the Fed chair, but the governors. And now that's being blocked. And she's being allowed to continue. The problem is the Federal Reserve. And you know my position, and you're learning it from one more angle. The Federal Reserve should not be in existence. The Constitution says Congress shall coin money, not the Federal Reserve that controls the money supply and the interest rates. They control inflation. They control deflation. They control whether or not you can afford to buy a house, a car. And they're unelected bureaucrats that answer to no one but themselves. So, no, President Trump is not part of this plot if this is where this goes with asset confiscation. But I will tell you this: do you think it's an accident that asset conversion ends up on page 17 of JP Morgan? And we also find reference to it in other terms of service with the other four big banks. You think that's a coincidence? And no, President Trump can do nothing about it. It would take an act of Congress, perhaps even a constitutional amendment. I'm not sure how far it'd have to go. That's for the lawyers to decide. But this is a big deal. But see, this is what a country needs if it's going to go to war. It has to control its assets and its resources. In World War II, they gave you coupons. You can buy this many shoes, buy this many gallons of gas, buy this kind of food. All that was their version of 1940s tokenization. This isn't much different. This is why I say this is war footing decision making. This is what nations do when they go to war. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We have a law in the books. The Privacy Act of 1974. You can look this up. And we are violating this every single day. Law enforcement's violating it. Private business is violating it. Manufacturers of security and surveillance systems are violating it. And we need to put an end to this. And I'm calling attention to the really good work of Will Freeman. And we're going to visit his site here because we are being put in danger. We are being put in compromising positions for which we may have nothing to do that was wrong. And we're going to tell you all about it right here on the Common Sense Show because every one of you is potentially affected by this in a very, very negative way. My name is Dave Hodges. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We are brought to you by Noble Gold, and I want you to go to davehodgesgold.com. That's easy to find, and then you'll have links to Noble Gold. But I have a few things in there that you should look at about why you should do this. But very briefly, your IRA and 401k, if they're attached to the bank, and by the way, you take all the risk in that. I don't think those are good investments. With the dollar, the Federal Reserve, the stock market. I don't think they're good investments at all, but you can back them with gold and silver and own them completely so the banks can't confiscate them under the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 and UCC Code Section 8. Oh, that's right. and your bank accounts are suspect too. They can be taken. That's right. Look these laws up, people. Now you're beginning to see things on social media about this to justify what I've been warning you about for years. You are an unsecured creditor in the banking system. Retirements, pensions, the whole thing. Noble Gold can fix all this for you once and for all while maintaining basic bank accounts so you can conduct business in our society, but not putting everything you own at risk at the whim of the banks to protect themselves against catastrophic failure. Noble Gold can help you like they've helped me. Now, the FTC wants me to give you a warning, as they would in any case involving any kind of investment. You could have loss. You've been warned. I'll say this. I have been advertising for Noble Gold going on 9 years. I've been a customer going on 8 years. Just did another deal with them with regard to gold 3 weeks ago. I trust them implicitly, and they will never pressure you. They're trained not to. You literally have to close your own deal. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. You need to take what I'm saying seriously, whether you have $500, $5,000, $5 million. You're at risk if you're connected to the banking system. You need to limit your exposure. Noble Gold can help you. All right. I want to bring something to your attention here. And this is great work by an individual. And his name is Will Freeman. And he's an engineer. And he is just a regular citizen like you and me. And he was awakened to the threats I'm going to bring to your attention here. And Will went out and started doing investigations. And he found you're under constant surveillance. It's unethical. And under some of our laws, I believe it's illegal. The system has already been abused for private gain, private benefit, to the detriment of innocent people. And we're going to highlight some of those cases here. Okay, but you can see here. You're being tracked, says Will Freeman, on deflock.me. And I put this up here. I'm promoting this website that you should go and visit, because if you spend some time on this, I'm just going to give a cursory overview, but if you spend time on this, you're going to see very, very clearly that you're at risk. You are at risk. I don't care who you are. Oh, what if I don't have anything to hide? What do I have to worry about? I'm so sick of hearing that. And we're going to actually expose the fallacy of that thinking, which is dangerous to your personal safety and that of your family. But Will has gone up here, and right here he says, look, you're being tracked. 37,561 reports of abuse with this system. What is an ALPR? It's an automatic license plate reader, but it's more than that. AI-powered cameras that capture images of all passing vehicles, details like car location, date and time. They also capture details on your car, identifying features such as dents, roof racks, bumper stickers. That could be big, and we'll get to that in a minute. Turning these into searchable data points, these cameras collect data on millions of vehicles, regardless of whether the driver is suspected of a crime. While these systems can be used for tracking stolen cars or wanted individuals, they are mostly used to track the movements of innocent people. Okay, now I'm going to go through what Will says the dangers are, and then I've come up with a few of my own. ALPRs are a serious risk to your privacy and civil liberties. Exactly. It's an understatement, but Will had to start somewhere. These systems continuously record people's movements without a warrant. This is a violation of your Fourth Amendment rights, probable cause, Fifth Amendment rights, reasonable suspicion, Fifth Amendment right, driving history, which is rarely confined to the town or city where cameras are installed because they share the data. It's typically shared with thousands of other agencies across the country, and you don't know how it's being used. There's very little oversight whatsoever. Okay, and let's just look at what Will says here on his homepage. Privacy violations, risk of misuse. There has been fraud associated with this industry. Oh, not necessarily the manufacture of FOC. It's the misuse of it. We have seen cases publicly, and Will establishes that. And if you go to his website, you can click this on and look at things like wrongful arrests that have occurred because of this system and stalking ex-partners where some police have been arrested for using the system for their own benefit. They're gaming the system. Well, I wonder for everyone that's caught misusing the system and endangering someone, how many people are using this and have access to this information are not caught? And what about hackers? You think the system's secure? Hey, if the Pentagon's not secure, how the hell would you expect this system to be secure? You can't. You absolutely can't. And there are very limited benefits to this system. If this system works so well, then why do the National Guard have to go to Chicago? Why are they going to Memphis? Why were they in D.C.? If this system works so well to prevent crime, gee, we wouldn't need a cop on every corner. We just need to have these systems installed and it'll do the rest. That's a fallacy of thinking. This has the potential to victimize innocent people much more than catching criminals. Let me go through a list that I have constructed. We have already established the privacy violations, and I believe violations of law. Okay, secondly, you can build a blackmailing circumstantial case against someone simply by innocent travel patterns. Oh, they went by a whorehouse, a strip club, a drug den, but gee, it was a public thoroughfare and they had to go from point A to point B. But you could put together selected snippets of when they pass by things that might be controversial, but they have nothing to do with it. They're simply travelers. Maybe they stopped and got gas. Oh, gee, what are they stopping for in this area for? They must be buying drugs. The circumstantial evidence possibilities are off the charts. And in the wrong hands, this can be misused to blackmail people, like other high-profile cases we're seeing. Next item. Because the system is vulnerable to hacking, and please, Flock, spare me, okay? Your system isn't as secure as the Pentagon, banks, credit agencies, and they've all been hacked numerous times. And if you can hack it, you can implant data and you can frame people. This is really scary. And we have talked about this with regard to. Now, the other thing too related to this is the pre-crime notion. Well, gee, if they travel in these areas often enough, they're going to do something. So let's put a cop on their tail where they might not ordinarily be followed. Oh, they touch the center line. Let's pull them over and get them out of the car and make them do a DUI roadside test. This is how the system can be abused. And I would maintain, according to some people who've looked at this in more detail, it is being abused. What business is it of anybody what your travel pattern is? But I can tell you, this is very, very, very dangerous. Your travel pattern. What if you're an investigative journalist and certain people want to silence you? They obtain this data by hook or crook, maybe through no fault of the company, but they're able to obtain this data and they know where they can get you. Oh, this happened in several assassinations in Colombia in the Pablo Escobar days, where they would hack into the primitive computer systems in Colombia and know the travel patterns, like for a mayor or police chief, and then they would assassinate them. It happened with the other cartels around the world, including our neighbor in Mexico. These are high-profile cases. You only have to watch the fictional but based on true event stories in the show Narcos on Netflix. And they portrayed this very, very well. And these were based on real simulated events. This puts safety at risk. And then, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we have people who have been caught and convicted for stalking ex-partners. Now, we put such a high priority on the police dealing forcefully with cases of domestic abuse. What do you think this is? And it all stems from a system that can be abused It's a system that's unwarranted. It's not Big Brother is watching you. It's the entire family of what I call data terrorists that are watching you. These people are scary to me. And to me, they're just as big a threat as any domestic terror group inside the United States. Where they may not engage in direct violence towards people, they can set people up for false conclusion, excuse me, for they can frame people, is what I'm going to say in plain English. And not only can they do that, as I've said, they can give a circumstantial case of travel that is unrelated to any crime, but they can make it look that way. And see, it's not the people that get the data, it's the people that can have access to the data. And here's something that's scary. Will Freeman lives in Boulder, Colorado. It's the bastion of liberalism. It's the Rocky Mountain version of San Francisco. And yeah, I could get into all the things about Boulder that I have a problem with law enforcement, but leaving that aside, what was it? Will found what, 5,000 data points? And they share it. And then there's institutions of higher learning. So if you're sending your kids off to college, they're constantly being surveilled. And here's the one I saved for last for a reason. HOAs are now doing this. And HOAs are a bastion of communism. Absolutely. They think they can pass laws to violate your personal property rights, your freedom of speech, your freedom of expression, which comes back to First Amendment freedom of speech. And they do it constantly. They even violate people's property rights by jumping over backyard fences. If you've seen on videos, I showed the video here. This guy, and he wanted to look at were illegal plants being implanted in the backyard of a person, but it wasn't visible from the street, so they had to violate her property rights. She turned the hose on the guy. HOAs getting this data. Why do HOAs need this? And HOAs is, in my opinion, really, it's lack of due process, lack of constitutional prohibitions from what they do to violate people's rights. And now they're getting access to this data. This is scary. And these people aren't trained in the ethical use of data. So therefore, you would assume they're going to misuse the data for their purposes. I could go on and on and on with this. Oh, but it makes us safer, they say. Well, I'll just quote Benjamin Franklin to close here. Those that would give up their rights for a measure of safety and security neither deserve nor will get either. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hey, check out our TV show, the commonsenseshow.tv, our popular hip series. Kind of borders on sci-fi, but repressed technology. Oh, yeah, stuff that's 50 years ahead. Congressional testimonies on such. Mind control, how psychology work. I mean, we cover a whole gamut of stuff that's really kind of out of the news media, but people love it. And a lot of it's really important. And it's really our fastest, most growing popular side of the show. And we're going to expand it. And then we still have our geopolitics and our interviews. That's the commonsenseshow.tv. Deflock flock from America. I would suggest that you visit deflock.me and support Will Freeman in his mission to expose this, and then we need to move to eradicate it. We'll see you back here again next time.